Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jermaine Warner, here to talk about his first play that is being produced at Cité des Arts this weekend.
Yes.
And it's called Promises. It's being directed by Maureen Brennan, but you wrote the play.
I did write the play.
And this is your first experience seeing one of your creations come to life on
that
stage.
That is correct. It's I wrote it over 3 years ago. I just finally got the nerve to take it to Cité and say, can you do something with this? Would you put it on? And they said yes. And Maureen said she would direct it. So now we are going to have our premiere tomorrow night at 7:30.
Well, the whole premise of the play sounds fabulous, and just producing a play is wonderful. I do have to tell people, and we won't talk too much about it, but by trade, you're a mechanical engineer.
That's correct.
But you're also an artist.
Yes, that's correct, too.
And what kinds of art do you like to do?
I like to do portraits. Mm-hmm. I chose portraits because I thought it was the most difficult thing to do. You could paint a house, it could be any house, but if you paint someone, they want it to look like that person. So it's technique, it's pacing, it's timing, it's saying to yourself, you got to slow down and get it correct. And I like that.
Well, so how did you jump from that into writing and particularly plays?
I just like the art world. I like art. It doesn't matter if it's writing, if it's painting. I haven't tried sculpting yet. I don't want to try that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and I guess playwriting is another form of portraiture.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. You know, so I wrote poetry before, and I said to myself one day, I wonder if I can write a play. And I said, and then I met this, I knew these people in Florida, some Trinidadians, and I was staying by them, hanging by them. And then I said to myself, these people's lives can be a story. And I said, let me write a play around their life. And I did. And I enjoyed writing the play. And when it was done, I let some people read it. And they said, like, wow, this is okay. This is decent enough. And I was like, well, let me try to get it produced. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I like experimenting in different, you know, areas. You write a poetry, you try a novel, you try a play, and you see what happens.
Well, now this is not sort of reality theater. You didn't just take their lives and plop them down.
No,
on the page.
No.
How did you construct this story using those characters?
Well, my friend, she told me about her life and the different problems in her life and how they relate to the rest of her family. I'm not saying it's a totally dysfunctional family, but there is tension there. There's love and tension, like in any other family.
And this is an immigrant family
from
Trinidad.
Yes, immigrant family from Trinidad. And they've been in America while living in Florida. So they've gotten accustomed to living in America, but they still have really strong roots in Trinidad. So you have that dichotomy working, that friction between being an immigrant and being in America. And there's tensions with the family, and they go along, but in the play, I bring some of the tension to a head. You know, I put these characters in situations that are very difficult, that make them choose loyalties, make them choose who they want to be in the future. And I like that idea. You know, that's what that's story. If you create tension, and how do you release that tension? And that's what I was trying to do.
And I've heard playwrights and novelists say that, you know, once you create those characters, you really do kind of let them go and see what happens to them.
You find yourself realizing that this person, I've set this person up in a certain way. And if I put them in this situation, they're going to do what they're going to do. I cannot make them do anything else differently. Mm-hmm, but that's the joy, because you really don't know what's going to happen in the end. You just know what you've put, that roadblock you've put in front of them.
Right.
And then you let it see what happens. And that's the juice. That's what I call the juice of writing.
Now, we don't want to give away anything in the plot, but you mentioned it's about loyalties, but the title of the play is Promises.
Yes.
Well, what does that have to do with the tensions and the...
Okay, so you have this mother, this maternal person, this matriarch, who has sacrificed being with her family to make a place for them in America. And this is a common theme in immigration. You have one member who leaves first, and then the other members come. But that separation, people's lives change. You know, the mother that you left mightn't be the mother that you return to. The children that you left behind mightn't be the children that you come back with. And sometimes there's this rift. People are trying to heal a family that's been separated for so long. Maybe they don't heal. Maybe you just have this wound that keeps festering. It heals and festers, heals and festers. But eventually it comes to a head. Whatever reason that happens, it just happens. And you finally get this full, you know, what I like to call the sparks. when friction, when it comes out, and you then see what this family is really made of. Can they heal these wounds, or can they, you know, will they come together? And what does it take to come together? And who is to blame for why things are bad? Is it for the mother leaving? Is it being in America? Is it not realizing how great America is? Or maybe no matter how great America is, your personality is your personality. One of the themes in the play is that, and just to put it gently, is if you were, let's say, middle class in Trinidad, you might just end up being middle class in America too. Mm-hmm. If you were a janitor, you're going to be a janitor. If you were, you don't really, no matter where you go, you might still end up in the same life you had before.
Wherever you go, there you are.
There you are. And sometimes we live in the illusion that, you know, as an immigrant, I'm an immigrant myself, and you could come to America and all of a sudden the gates open up, everything is easy, you have no problems, and you, same problems again, same family problems. You might, if you were lazy back home, you're going to be lazy here. If you were, you know, disciplined, you're going to be disciplined here. So those are the,
And there are always family tensions.
Exactly.
And relationships, no matter where you live as well.
Yes.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Germaine Warner. Mm-hmm. He is producing his first play. It's called Promises at Cité des Arts. Maureen Brennan is directing the play. But this is your first play. You said you wrote it about 3 years ago.
Yes.
What was the process like writing it? How long did it take you to write it?
It took about 6 months to write, mm-hmm. you know. I would write one scene and I'll think about the scene. I would write the scene and walk about the place, walk home, walk. I'd be at the job thinking about it. Do I like it? Don't I like it? Do I like it? Don't I like it? Then I'll go back to it, probably change one line and then ask myself, do I like it, all over again? And you just building, it's like building a house brick by brick, line by line. Before you start a scene, I just usually think, what do I want to happen? It's funny, you know, the way I look at it, because real dialogue, you don't know where it's going to end. You know, you might meet somebody, you just don't know where it's going to end. But when you're writing a play, you do have an ending in mind. Mm-hmm. How do you stare a dialogue?
But yet be true to those characters.
Be true to those characters, but do have, make it sound real. You don't, you know, make it sound real. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, this is on sound real. But make it sound real, but still have the dialogue stare to a certain end. And sometimes it doesn't go that way. That's where, you know, truth comes out. Making a dialogue stare to a certain direction to get to a certain place so you can move the story forward. Mm-hmm. And that was fun for me. You know, it was sculpting. It was sculpting dialogue.
That's interesting, those connections between your other form of art and then this, the literary art.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like then it was very important that you choose the right actors and actresses for this play. And it sounds like you got them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. By the grace of God, I guess we got some good actors. And Maureen was very, you know, decisive in getting really good actors, people who had been to the stage before, to pull off these different characters. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a theater critic, and I've not been in productions before. So a lot of that I left up to Maureen and said, you know what, I don't know. I mean, I have a vision, mm-hmm. but trying to hammer that vision out will not work. I need to let somebody else show me the ropes. And she got me a good cast. Oh, she got a good cast.
And Maureen, of course, director, owner of Cité des Arts, started it, founded it many years ago, has directed numerous plays.
Yes.
So that's a good person to choose.
Yes, and I really thank her for that. Yeah.
Well, tell us about these characters. Tell us the characters in the play and who the actors are.
Okay, the main character's name is Jennifer. Her name is Jennifer McLeod, and she is now the matriarch of the family after her mother, who still lives with her, kind of like no longer wants to be the matriarch of the family. She just wants to be somebody who wants to be taken care of. And she has her little brother, who's an adult, living with her. And she also has another sister named Jacqueline, who comes over and basically eats her food and leaves. So
I can see the tension building already.
Yeah, you know, you have a little brother sleeping on the couch, and you have this mother who doesn't want to be a mother anymore, but just gets on the phone and makes phone calls, calling Trinidad long distance. So she has a lot of issues going on, mm-hmm. and she has a son that she loves dearly, and she wants to raise better than she was raised. And she finds herself battling between taking care of a son and taking care of the rest of this family. And it's tough taking care of adults as well. You know, so that's where the tension comes in. And mm-hmm. she reaches a point where there's an opportunity out there for her. she narrowly loses it. But now on the other hand, she has difficulty with her family and it's too much for her to deal with. And she, you know, kind of erupts and there's argument and there's people storming out and there's people feeling hurt and a lot of that kind of stuff. I don't want to give you the whole story.
No, no, but we can already feel that dramatic tension there. And I'm sure that, you know, the choreography of the play is very important.
Yes.
You know? People storming out.
People storming
in.
Yes. You know, people arguing, people raising their voices, people telling the truth about their perspective. Because, you know, you can't write characters that don't have a perspective. You know, and everybody's perspective is different. But it's her story, though. It's Jennifer's story through Jennifer's eyes, mm-hmm. you know, with her extended family members. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to make sure that you have this dynamic going on between her perspective, this character's perspective, and try to make it true. You don't want it to be the same.
Absolutely. Are there any playwrights that you like that you'd go to see or if you read or...
I am more a movie guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, and a book guy. I love espionage. So my favorite is John le Carré. I've read a lot of his books. My favorite writer is a writer from Trinidad called C.L.R. James. He wrote a book called The Black Jacobins, and that's really good. And when it comes to movies, I watch everything except horror.
Right. So no horror plays from you.
No horror plays from me.
Well, do you think that this, I mean, obviously it's opening on Friday, so you haven't actually experienced seeing it in front of an audience.
This is correct.
But is the experience so far something that you would like to do again, write another play?
Of course. This is fun. It's nerve-wracking. It's fun, but yeah, I want to do it again, you know. I hope this is not, you know, one-off, you know, deal, but I would love to do it again. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's better than being an engineer, I can tell you that much.
Well, I do want to tell people who are listening, we're talking about his art, we're talking about his playwriting, but Jermaine is an engineer as well. So this is fascinating that you're, you know, a lot of us can't even find the time to write a poem. And here you are writing plays.
Don't tell my boss, okay?
Again, if you have just tuned in, my guest Jermaine Warner is producing his first play. It's called Promises, and it will open at Cité des Arts this weekend. It will run Friday and Saturday evenings, and then there's a matinee on Sunday.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And then the following weekend.
That's true.
So you have 2 weekends to see it.
Yes.
So don't wait too long. You know, sometimes I think in Lafayette we do like to wait, and, you know, it'd be a good idea to get your tickets now.
If you are on Facebook, you can go on, you search for Promises, a stage play, and you will find it. You will see pictures of the cast. You will see images from rehearsals. And I'm hoping by tomorrow I'll have a little snippet of a video from the stage so that people could get a feel for what it's about.
Okay, so it's Promises, a stage play.
Yes.
And that's on Facebook.
That's on Facebook.
So you can find that, take a look at those images, and maybe a video tomorrow evening from opening night.
Before opening. Before, just a little bit.
Yeah, so it's dress rehearsal tonight?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And yeah, we're going to have the cast is allowed to bring family, friends, you know, just to see it for the last time unpaid. So that's going to be good.
And what has the cast's response been to the story?
They tell me they like it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what they say behind my back, but they tell me they like it. And, you know, they seem enthused and they put a lot of effort into it. They came to rehearsals on time. They learned their lines. And every time that they didn't, they flubbed the line, they ought to apologize to me. And I'm like, thank you, but, you know, it's okay.
You're doing me such a huge favor.
You do me a favor. It's not, you know, relax.
You did mention that it was very interesting seeing actors performing your words, because even though you're very thoughtful about writing the dialogue, and obviously you spend a lot of time, you're meticulous about it, sometimes when you saw it in 3 dimensions, somebody actually speaking, it didn't quite work.
Yeah, because sometimes there's one scene that I had written, and the one character enters the stage, and then in 5 minutes he leaves again. And I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't make any logical sense. Why would somebody just come in for 5 minutes, listen to somebody else speak, and then walk out? I'm like, you know what? That's wrong. And then there are points where I have a character on stage, and he's not saying anything. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy has to say something. What happened? Did he turn mute in this scene? So we kind of, you tweak it. You got to tweak it. It's not, because you cannot, after a while of writing, I couldn't see it anymore. It's like I know it needs work, But I can't see the problem unless I see it in 3D, unless I see people walking about the stage saying some things, and then that they speak in an accent, a Trinidad accent. But there are some words in Trinidad nobody can understand if I'm performing it here. If I performed it in Trinidad, they would. But here, I'm like, we need to change this, we need to change that, because
it won't make sense.
It won't make sense. There's one word, there's a word for bad luck in Trinidad called Maljo. And if I knew if these characters used it, nobody would understand. So I said, oh, well, you know what? Bad luck.
Yeah, I guess the mall is French, but
they
wouldn't understand the rest of it.
Nope.
Yeah. So it really did come down to out of sight, out of mind for some of these characters and events taking place. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes when we're focusing on something too long, we lose sight of
that. Yeah.
And especially when you're just writing and it's not three-dimensional.
Yes. Yeah, you write a whole play and you haven't seen a single other person beside yourself say that word, say that line. And you're asking yourself, you know, does this really carry? Does this really have, you know, gravitas? Does this really have pathos? And maybe it doesn't when you finally see it perform. And if you have good, if you have a good cast, I mean, I give it to my cast. If you have a good cast, they bring the story to life. They add things that you even think of adding. It's like, yes, that works. I like that, you know?
So they're part of, they're in an artistic relationship with you, kind of helping you to craft the play.
Well, this is what I like about it, too. As I was saying before, you write by yourself. It's just a really lonely process. And you hope at the end of it there's something worthy, because people have written things that nobody liked. And that's tough. But here you get the chance to work with people who can bring something to the table, their own creative outlook, and you have to say thank you. You know, you edit it. We made a whole story. The director, the stage manager, the sound engineer, the cast. You know, it really makes something different.
A complete work of art.
Yes.
And people get to see that this weekend. It will open on Friday. That's opening night. Tickets, as always, are available through Suté's website, or you can call their number, which is 291-1122. And you're just talking about how grateful you are for everyone involved. I know a lot of playwrights like yourself are really grateful to Suté for offering that space and the opportunity.
Yeah, Kimasi Theatre. And not just theater, they do there. Do everything. You have bluegrass, tap dance. You have a writer's group. That is a place for artists. And I really like that. And I like Christy for having that space there. And everybody involved at CITE for having that.
Yeah, they work very hard to make that space available to so many. Real multi-use arts facility there. Again, my guest, Jermaine Warner. He's written his first play called Promises. It is being directed, the world premiere, at Cité des Arts. Maureen Brennan is directing it. You'll get to see it this weekend or next, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stop by the Cité website or the Facebook page, which is Promises, a stage play, and you'll get to find out more about the play. Well, Jermaine, we look forward to having you back at some point to talk about your next play or some of your other literary works.
Thank you for letting me come here today.
Thank you.